Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Kim Davis, and man, what a week we are having here. All right, it's the first, well, I guess it's not just the first full week of fall. It doesn't matter. I live in Houston, Texas, and we're still in the 90s. So, yeah, fall, schmall, it's all kind of about the same. Anyway, it is the time of year that if you are a sports fan, you just kind of love, right? It's like the beginning of basketball season. World champions, the Houston Astros, and they will start their playoff run tomorrow. Yay! I'm so excited about that. And the Houston Texans. It is football season, and it is it's a state where football is a really big deal. And the Texans got their first win of the season against the Colts, albeit a Colts team that is really banged up and has a lot of injuries. But a win's a win. And Deshaun Watson basically tried to, you know, put him on his back and do what he could. J.J. Watt, of course, has been having a great start this season. He was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month. And Jadeveon Clowney was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week because he has just been a beast. I mean, and sometimes what Jadeveon Clowney is doing may go a little unnoticed because, you know, to the naked eye, if you will, because he plays opposite J.J. Watt. And like in that Giants game, I mean, they were doubling Clowney basically on every play. So it has been exciting. The defense has some challenges, especially when it comes to the corners covering. But they've got some, wow, really? Okay, thank you with that. God, the people sometimes on, you know, I started back doing Periscope, but sometimes the people on Periscope are just kind of rude. Anyway, so thank you guys for being not nuts, okay? Good morning. Hello, Sylvia, my sister. It is her birthday month. Happy birthday in advance. It's actually a week from today, but we will, you know, she's one of those that likes to celebrate all the time, as long as she can. So, you know, I've noticed something about the October birthday people. Many of you celebrate the entire month. Now, my sister doesn't really do that, but I have a really good friend who is celebrating the whole month. And I've noticed a lot of October birthday people, like, celebrate the whole month of October. What is up with that? But you know what? Good for you. All right, so happy birthday to all of the October birthday people. My brother, who, of course, is not on Facebook at all, his birthday is Tuesday. So happy birthday, Lewis. Sylvia will tell him that I said so on the show. And then my sister Sylvia's birthday is next week. So she'll get two birthday wishes because her birthday is actually on a Thursday, show day. All right, so here's what's happening this week. The Houston Astros will start their postseason run to defend their World Series championship. They're trying to repeat, right? They're trying to repeat. No, I can't change the subject. You can just not watch. Thank you for tuning in. The World Series, don't play or hate. I know, right? The World Series champion Houston Astros will start their postseason run tomorrow. They're playing the Cleveland Indians in the ALDS, the American League Division Series. And game one is tomorrow, Friday, at Minute Maid Park. I think it's a 1 o'clock, a 1:30 start. The game two is Saturday, 3:37. So baseball for everybody, right? Let me tell you something. Not just because I live in Houston and cover the Astros. They're pretty good. Like, this Astros team is really good. They've got great pitching, and they've got a lot of depth, and they are in a position to do it again. I mean, you know, they've got to go through the stages, but they're in position to do it again. I will be curious to see how Justin Verlander starts tomorrow, how he does. He's never beat Cleveland, and he is starting off the rotation. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great atmosphere. The mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, hosted a pep rally, if you will, on the steps of City Hall yesterday for the Astros. just kind of getting fans excited and getting them ready for postseason. So this weekend is going to be super busy. So we're talking about the Astros because, quite frankly, that's the most important thing happening right now in sports in the market. The Houston Rockets are their preseason is started. They won on Tuesday night. They played in Birmingham. People thought that game was in Houston. I kept forgetting it wasn't in Houston. Lots of offense. You know, Carmelo looked good with this offense. It's preseason, and we'll see how they gel and figure out where everybody's supposed to be and the roles as they kind of shake out along the way. But listen, I'm excited about basketball in the Houston Rockets. I really am. They play a game tonight. They have a preseason game tonight at the Toyota Center. And then tomorrow, of course, we have the Astros kicking off, tipping off, if you will, getting started with postseason. It's an afternoon game. Those are always fun. Saturday, I mentioned there's game two. Saturday night, Texas Southern is playing at BBVA Compass Stadium. They're playing host to Alabama A&M. My original intent was to go cover that game. I don't know if I'm going to make it because it's a long day Saturday, but I do want to get out and support Texas Southern. And for all of you TSU Tiger fans or TSU Tiger alum, go out and support your school. Seriously, go out and support those young men who are out there playing, representing your alma mater. So that's what I'm going to say. You know, go out and support the Tigers. It's going to be a tough weekend to get support for them just because there's so much else happening. And then, of course, on Sunday, I have not forgotten the Houston Texans play host to the Dallas Cowboys at NRG Stadium. It's a night game. It is Sunday night football. So the Cowboys will be in town this weekend taking on the Houston Texans. There's been all this talk already about which quarterback would you rather have? Which one is really a quarterback of the future? Is it Dak Prescott? Or is it Deshaun Watson? What do you guys think? Dak or Deshaun? You know, listen, I like what I see from Deshaun Watson. I see him a lot more than I see Dak Prescott. You know, Dak Prescott has not been, you know, quite as impressive without the weapons around him, without a Jason Witten, even without Dez Bryant and without, you know, better play up front. So, you know, I think he clearly has a future, but right now I would give the edge to Deshaun Watson, who has not had the same complement of weapons around him, especially when you talk about offensive line play. But that debate will be going on for years and years. Last Sunday on some of the broadcasts about the game when the Texans played the Colts, I heard commentators asking that same question about Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck. You know, these are two young quarterbacks of the future in the same division in the AFC South, but it's really hard to tell about the Colts because they were missing so many pieces, right? They were pretty banged up. Not that it matters to the Texans. A win is a win. So the Texans are 1-3 as they now start the second quarter of the season. There's 16 regular season games. They finished the first quarter 1-3. And then we'll see what happens on Sunday night. Now, this Dallas defense is a little better than it's been in recent years. The offense has not been as productive. But, you know, when you have a game where there is, you know, I guess there's a whole in-state rivalry. The two teams meet in preseason, but they don't meet in regular season very often. I think about every 4 or 5 years they may play a regular season game. So this game counts. When they played in preseason, that did not count. This Sunday night game does count. Both teams need a win. So it will be interesting. There will probably be a lot of people in the stadium, although they haven't had great crowds at NRG. They always report a sellout, but there are a lot of empty seats. I imagine because it's the Cowboys and there are so many Cowboy fans, not just in Houston, but who will travel into town perhaps for that game, that there'll be a pretty exciting atmosphere, right, in NRG Stadium on Sunday night. So all of that is on the table. There is a lot going on. If you are watching, please, if you will, share the video now so that your friends and social media family can also join us and be a part of the discussion. Today's show is pretty much an open line, so I'll take your questions. I'll take your comments. We're talking football. We're talking basketball. We're talking baseball, if you will. And if you want to chat about what's happening on the political scene. You know, we can do that. But first, I've got to pause right here for my voter education moment. Are you registered to vote? If you have to think about it, go online and check. If you're not registered, you have time. You don't have a lot of time. We're in October. The election is in November. You have until October the 9th, that's next Tuesday, to be registered. So if you are not registered, stop what you're doing after work, after work today, or whatever you have going on, register. You can go get registered. This is very, very important. We need everybody to register and be a part of the political process. I'm not going to say who you should vote for. What I'm going to say is that you have to vote. And you need to be an educated voter. So if you have not registered, first get registered, but also start educating yourself about the policies, the issues, and the candidates. Especially check out the candidates for judge. There are always so many judges on the ballot. And if you don't familiarize yourself with them before you go to the voting booth, before you go in to start, you know, making your selections, you may not know what they stand for, who they are, anything about them. So take some time, maybe do a little bit each day, and just become familiar with people who are running to be an elected official in your city, in your town, in your state. It's not just about what's happening nationally, although that is very important. It's also very important about what happens on the local levels. And those judge seats are very, very important. So it is a critical time in our country right now. It's like, who are we going to be as a nation? And I can't answer that, but what I can do is my part. I can register, I can be informed, I can encourage all of you to get registered to vote, to be informed and make informed decisions. We should all take some ownership of what's happening in our communities, in our cities, towns, in our state, as well as just across the nation. And we can't do that if we are not engaged. And let me say this to you, you've heard me preach this a lot of times. If you're not engaged, that means active and taking a role. Hello, everybody over on Facebook. It's good to see you. I mean, on Twitter, on Periscope, thank you for tuning in. If you are not engaged, then politicians will not take you seriously. They may take you for granted. They pay attention to the areas where people vote. They look at zip codes. And so while they should be representatives for all the people, I'm just telling you, the people who are voting, who are active, those are the ones who get a little more attention paid to them. So voting is important for a number of things. One, you need to vote your conscience. You need to vote what you believe in, but you need to be informed. And also, you know, we have to become more engaged and active so that we can have more input. Input and inclusion is really, really important. So I want to say that, you know, I always, let me put my note up, please share video. I always am reminding you about voting, about being educated, and getting others to vote. So if you are already registered, you're like, you know, Kim, I'm already registered. That's awesome. Get somebody else registered. That's really important. So please do that. I look forward to you. Here we go. Telling me that you voted. You don't have to tell me who you voted for. That's none of my business. But I do look forward to you telling me that you voted and that you got somebody else registered. You convinced somebody else to get registered to vote. Okay, so that's my little voter education moment. We have that in every show. If you've got some questions about what's happening on the political scene, if you're one, you know, for those who say elections don't matter, they absolutely matter. Elections have consequences. All elections do. And so if you're someone who set out the 2016 election, or you're like, it doesn't matter, you know, my vote doesn't count. I live in a state that is blue, red, whatever it is, and I'm the opposite, so my vote doesn't count. I'm telling you, your vote does count. And it doesn't matter who you vote for. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It absolutely matters. It does matter. The person in the White House gets to do a lot of things, like nominate Supreme Court justices, and we've seen that. So the court for a generation almost could be changed forever. And those seats matter. It matters about rights. You know, there's a lot of talk about Roe versus Wade. Good morning, Carolyn. Hello, hello. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome. It matters about, you know, there's a lot of talk about Roe versus Wade being reversed once there's a conservative judge seated, so that there's more of a 5-4 advantage. And the thought that it is that there'll be another judge, so, you know, that will retire in the next couple of years. So this current president could nominate another judge if he is reelected, and if a judge retires before his term is out. And so what does that mean for all of us? It means that, whoops, I didn't turn off my office phone. So we'll just have to listen through it. But listen, what it means is that that decisions that have been made, you know, I mentioned Roe versus Wade, but there are other things that will come before the court. For those who are concerned about same-sex marriage, maybe that's an issue that's near and dear to your heart. Roe versus Wade, I think, is really an issue for women and some men who are at least pro-choice, if they're not pro-life. If they're pro-choice, if they're, you know, at the very least they're pro-choice, which doesn't mean that you're, you know, against life. That's a big issue, and it could be that decision could be reversed, depending on who is seated in the court. And then things about how political lines are drawn, you know, gerrymandering, those things that have been decided by state houses across the country, whether or not that is real constitutional, voter rights, voter suppression, a lot of things that affect and impact all of us. So your vote matters. And I know I probably sound like I'm singing the same old song, but it's just super important for you to be registered and then educated. Know what matters to you. Know what will impact you and your family, your community, what matters to you. It's not for me to tell you that, but it is for me to encourage you to get registered and to vote. All right, so we're going to head back to sports unless you guys have any kind of questions about what's happening with the Supreme Court nomination and all of the shenanigans surrounding it. And I'm going to say that. They are clear shenanigans. But this is a super exciting time for me as a sportscaster and a sports fan, because there's so much happening, right? In a month, we'll have a new World Series champion. In about a month, right? In about a month, the playoffs will go about a month. We have the ALDS, which starts tomorrow. And of course the NLDS on the national side. And then we'll have the championship series where, you know, the American League Champion Series, the National League Champion Series, and the winners of those two series will meet in the World Series. So I'm super excited. Sylvia says, how's Angel doing? So Angel is my little puppy. Well, she's actually a grown-up. She's just little. And she had surgery this week. She had a little tumor in her eye, and it was removed. And so she is doing better. She's got to wear that little kind of lampshade-looking thing, cone, around her head for 10 days until I take her back to get the sutures out. And, oh, my gosh, she's been kind of fumbling around and bumping into stuff. Bless her heart. I'm glad that she is letting us at this point she's letting us go through the show without needing me to come and get her. She's a little more needy right now. Thank you over there on Periscope. I appreciate that. That's very kind. So Angel's doing well. Thank you, Sylvia, her Aunt Sylvia, for asking. And, you know, listen, our little pets are, they're family. And that whole surgery situation with a little tumor in her eye, that's kind of scary. So Angel's doing well, and you know, hopefully she will continue to do well. The Astros, yay! Astros get started tomorrow. I'm really glad it's an afternoon game. I like afternoon baseball games. I'm so glad that it's a 1:37 start, so that's going to be exciting. And then, of course, they play at 3:37 on Saturday, and then the Texas Southern Tigers play at home. They host Alabama A&M Saturday evening. And, of course, on Sunday, the big day, the game that most people are, a lot of local football fans are talking about, I mean, especially the Cowboy fans, the Cowboys will travel to Houston. Jerry Jones will come in with his thoughts about the anthem and his, all that goes with him and the Cowboys will be here on Sunday. They'll come in town actually Saturday, but the game is Sunday night. It is Sunday Night Football live from Houston at NRG Stadium. So let me ask you guys this, football fans, Cowboy fans. I know some of you are out there. Dez Bryant is still not signed, still is not with the team, and has said he really wants to play for the Cowboys. Go figure. He wants to be a Cowboy. What do you think about that? Do you think the Cowboys should bring him back? I say, why not? You know, if they can bring him back and say, listen, we need you to just come in and play football. We don't need all the extra in the huddle, all the extra on the sideline or in the film room. We just need you to play. Because they don't really have a receiver to stretch down the sideline. I mean, you know, and he should have probably signed with Cleveland. He didn't want to play with Cleveland. But he's still unsigned. Am I surprised that he's not signed? What that says to me is the Cowboys have kind of, you know, they've kind of muddied and sullied his name. It's clear about that. No one will admit it. But it happens. And I think that's probably what has happened with him. Dez Bryant still has some football left in him. And, you know, he's got some other things you have to deal with. But he can play. And the fact that he hasn't gotten a chance to play anywhere else, I think, is really telling about what the Cowboys, the team that he so wants to get back to. And I say the Cowboys, I don't mean his teammates. I'm talking about Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones. They've kind of, I think, put the word out on him, right? So Dez Bryant is still out there and available, although something's happened this morning since I've been talking to you. But he has come out and said he wants to be a Cowboy. That's where he wants to play. So we'll see what happens there. In terms of the Houston Texans, the Texans, of course, got their first win of the season last week. For those of you who have been inboxing me and sending me notes about Deshaun Watson saying he can't play, and listen, last year he was the toast of the town. And this year, don't get caught up, because it's not all about Deshaun Watson, right? Deshaun hasn't been getting great coaching. I mean, Bill O'Brien has talked about how his play selection has left something to be desired. And although he says those kinds of things often, I call it a lot of coach speak, I believe it is what he believes, you know, and he's right. The play selection has not been great. He needs an offensive coordinator, somebody other than him. And it's just not been great in terms of what they're getting from the sideline. And on the field, the offensive line has been subpar, would be almost a compliment. They've just not been very good. They're not very good. I mean, if you remember the game against the Giants, NRG Stadium, their last home game, you had the offenses, was it Davenport, who had like four or five penalties, you know, maybe four in the first half, and they couldn't sit him because they didn't have anybody else to replace him with. He was just, you know, offsides. False start, you know, holding, but he had like three false starts. I mean, he's just not been very good, you know, and it's not just him, you know, although Bill O'Brien talks about what happens, they all do it as a team, they win or lose as a team, it's a team problem, but when your offensive line can't stop me, basically, it's not the whole team. Your offensive line has some issues, so they've got some challenges up front. And Deshaun Watson is starting to, it looks like he's starting to feel more of himself, okay? So Deshaun Watson can play. He is not the issue. I think that Bill O'Brien has gotten in his head a little bit, which is not good. We've seen how Bill O'Brien's quarterbacks have done over the years, although some just haven't been very good players. But I believe that Deshaun Watson, who probably single-handedly got Bill O'Brien this contract extension by what he was able to do early last year, has a bright future. Can he stay healthy? We'll see. He's had two knee surgeries, not as a pro, as a professional. He had one. He tore his ACL last year, and he also tore the other knee when he was in college. Does that mean he's injury prone? I don't think so, but it does mean that he needs protection from this offensive line, needs to give him better protection. Hopefully we will see him get that, all right? So I think Deshaun Watson still has a bright future. I think he's a great young talent. And, you know, it's with the case with anyone, it is about how healthy you can be. So, you know, we've seen J.J. Watt come back from a lot of injuries. He is playing really good football. You know, you just can't take that from him. And lining up across from Jadeveon Clowney certainly helps. The two of them together are playing, wreaking some havoc on other offenses. So, you know, it's good for this football team. They've got to get some better play from the secondary. But, you know, and for those of you who've been, you know, also tearing up Jonathan Joseph, listen, I try not to be biased because I like Jonathan Joseph personally. But it's also about your linebacker play too. So the good news is you've got a guy that's making the decisions with the talent he has, what to do with it, and that's with Romeo Crennel. He is a defensive coordinator. He's a veteran in the National Football League. He knows his stuff. He's respected. The guys trust him. And so, you know, they'll figure out how to shore up some of the challenges. But, man, the play up front has been exciting. Watching J.J. Watt on one side and Jadeveon on the other has been really, really, really exciting. All right? So that's good stuff. Now let's talk a little bit about your Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets are playing, you know what? They play tonight. Let me see. I forget who they play tonight. They play at Toyota Center. It's the Rockets and to pull up my schedule. Really? Oh, they play the Pacers. They play the Pacers tonight at 7 p.m. So the Rockets play the Pacers tonight. They play again on Saturday at San Antonio, I believe. So it's still preseason. These games don't count in terms of the overall record, but it does count in terms of figuring out your rotation, how the new pieces are going to fit together. You know, the Rockets made some changes in the offseason. They are without, there's no longer a Trevor Ariza, Emba Amute, and there is a Carmelo Anthony. So we will see how Carmelo is able to fit in with this Houston Rockets team. If you hear the tapping, that is me on my computer. I'm just checking something out. So the Rockets tonight play the Pacers at home. Then they travel to play the Spurs in San Antonio on Sunday. And the next week they play the Grizzlies on Friday. But there's another game. I thought they play the Oh, yeah, they do have an exhibition like with the Shanghai team. I believe that's on Tuesday night. So, you know, it is, you know, it's going to be interesting, right? I'm trying to figure out how to say something, so let me just say this. So many of you have had some questions with me and said, you know, how good can this Rockets team be? One of the things that, you know, I've talked about a lot is their defense from last year. That was probably the difference. Their defense was really good. And Trevor Ariza is known for his defensive play. And so the fact that he is gone, yeah, you'll miss Trevor a little bit, but he was also – remember, Trevor was 0-10. I mean, I like Trevor a lot, but – you know, good defense is important, but, you know, I think they'll be okay. Emba Amute was a great defensive, addition to this Rockets team when he was healthy. He never quite recovered from the last shoulder injury that he had and was not really effective when he came back, especially during postseason. So my point is in all this is this. The Rockets will have to find a way to play defense to still be a good defensive team, and it's really about what they do as a team. I mean, you got a P.J. Tucker on this team who is one of the most underrated players in the National Basketball Association. Chris Paul, who prides himself on defense. You've got some guys who like to gut it out and play. And then you've got some new guys who come in, you know, that, you know, Brandon Knight and some others who will be good contributors. So I don't know that the defense is going to suffer. It'll be different, but it's all about what happens as a team. And you've got some key people who I think are going to make sure that defensively they are effective and productive. So one of the things I told you guys is that we're making these Thursday shows shorter so that to encourage you all to be able to join in live. Instead of them being an hour, a half hour, and then, of course, I will be launching the podcast soon where you can hear extended interviews. And I'll be promoting those here on this show, but also throughout my across my social media platform. So we are almost at the 30-minute mark. I want to thank you guys for tuning in this week and encourage you to follow me over the next several days throughout the weekend. I'll be covering Rockets. I'll be covering Astros. Maybe get by and check out TSU, depending on what time that Astros game ends on Saturday. And then, of course, on Sunday night, I'll be at NRG Stadium bringing you updates and insights from the Houston Texans and Dallas Cowboys game. Until then, I hope that you all get registered to vote, right? That's the first important thing. Get registered to vote. Get somebody else registered to vote. We only have a few, 5 days left, pardon me, to get registered to vote. But get registered to vote. Be informed about the vote. And we have some exciting things coming up in the future. And probably maybe on next week's show or the week after, I'm going to have a lady join us who has an organization called Sports Moms United. And I think it'll be interesting for you. And if any of you have kids that are in sports, it's a great organization to check out. You'll want to hear from her and find out what they're doing. Hello, First Day on Periscope. Welcome, Pelly 89, and thank you for tuning in to Chalk Talk. So that is going to do it for us today. Remember, do something kind for yourself and do something kind for somebody else. It doesn't have to be a really big thing. Just do something small. Make a difference. Find somebody in your neighborhood or, you know, in your family, at your church, in your community. It doesn't have to be necessarily a part of a big nonprofit organized effort. Just make sure you go out and do something kind and do something for somebody else. That's going to do it for me today. Thank you so much for being a part of Chalk Talk. I appreciate you being here and a part of the show. Be sure and share the video so that people who weren't able to watch us live can watch it later. And let me hear from you. If there's something that you'd like for me to talk about on Chalk Talk, if there's an interview you'd like for me to get, if there's somebody you'd like to hear from, let me know. And I will work to bring it to you right here on Chalk Talk Live. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me. There we go, in the broadcast. All right, that's going to be it for today. Have a great week. I will see you next week on Chalk Talk.